to make a sound. 2 a.m. love, better keep it down. Okay, what's up, guys? Welcome to Schnitt Talk Snack this week. Before I get into this stuff, let's listen to our song of the week, which is Body by Loud Luxury.
Just like the song,
it's
song,
the
of
song
the
of the
our life.
And honestly, it's the soundtrack of my life. I can't think of a time where this song comes on at a bar and I'm not more hype than I was before. There will never be a time I hear Body and I'm like, you can skip it. Like,
that's so true.
I love this song. I love this song. We love this song. It's a great song. It's a banger. It's a party anthem. So to go into your Friday, here is Body by Loud Luxury.
Babe, don't make a sound. 2 a.m. low, gotta keep it down. Don't wait around for a signal now. Give me some verb, I ain't talking now. You wanna ride in the six, you wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah.
So before we get into this episode, got a, my dad just texted me, congrats on hitting 10,000 tweets. Thanks, dad. tweets. Thanks. Okay. Before we get into it, you guys know, you already fucking know the deal. Got a word from our favorite sponsor, Honey. Sorry, is it rude to say favorite sponsor? I don't care. They are my favorite sponsor. Honey is an online browser. I honestly can do this in my sleep. Honey is an online browser plug-in. You can install it in just two clicks and it automatically applies the best deals on the internet right onto your shopping cart so you don't have to look for them. They just come to you. If you're not using Honey, you are literally wasting money. You are losing money. You are being a stupid, dumb head. I don't know. You're just like, come on, man. We talk about Honey every single week, every single fucking episode, and have for months. So if you don't have it, I don't even know what to tell you. I feel like you shouldn't listen to this podcast anymore. All right. So go to joinhoney.
You're not a real listener.
Seriously. You're not a real OG, real listener if you don't have Honey. So go to joinhoney. Literally, this girl saved money on airfare last week. I'm sorry. I'm just like very passionate about Honey. So go to joinhoney.com/Ellie and get Honey for free today. That is joinhoney.com/Ellie. Joinhoney.com/Ellie. All right. This week for the snack, we got kind of an interview, but not really. We just like asked some DMs, some questions, and some fun shooting the shit, as it were, with our guys from Loud Luxury. We were at Lollapalooza this week and got to meet them. Alana already knew them, but I got to meet them. They are like the coolest guys. Mm-hmm. They're the kind of guys that you want in your friend group. They're like people you actually like want to hang out with.
Totally.
We had a blast. I hope that we post like some of the video promo, because
so funny,
there was
yeah.
this one moment where one of the guys, Joe, he's like a very like intense listener. You know what I mean? Like he's the kind of guy that like really like looks into your soul when he's talking to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so unaccustomed to it. And shut up. And we're sitting there like doing this interview and I asked something and he answered and he was like just like reading my soul. And I just was like sitting there and I didn't realize.
Didn't respond.
I was silent. I was silent for like, ew, I just like listened.
And I was like, Ellie.
I seriously was
Ellie,
silent for
something.
Like maybe 20 seconds. And like, that's a long time to be fully silent. Like it was like, one, two. Like it was long. And then Alana was like, Ellie. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what just happened. It was like looking into a snake charmer's eyes. Like, like I don't know what happened. But yeah, they were really fun. And I really genuinely think that we'll see them again.
Vegas round two.
Vegas round two. So okay, sorry, I don't know, even thinking about the interview now I'm like,
are you like blushing?
Am I blushing?
Holy shit.
I think I was blushing the whole interview. Like they're very charming, that's all I'm gonna say.
Oh my god,
shut up. So I hope you guys enjoy this as much as I did. Clearly I'm still enjoying it.
Wait, I wish you guys could see Ellie fanning herself.
Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
This is how it was supposed to be with Cody Ko and Noel Miller. Mm-hmm. But instead, I'm just like so ashamed I can't even watch their videos anymore. So if you want to listen to that, keep on listening. What's up, everybody? We are here with Loud Luxury.
What up?
Hello. Thank you for having us.
We are so happy to have you. Big fans. The show's big fans of you guys.
We're big fans of the show.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. We talk about Alana and Michael in Las Vegas all the time because I...
no comment.
Because I'm so jealous that I didn't go.
So when are you coming to Vegas?
I know, because
when
I was like,
coming?
Listen, whenever you want me. I know, but I was like, that's not real. I was like, they're not actually going to do that. So I just didn't...
Do not tempt us because we follow through.
So we can go to Vegas right now.
We were there yesterday.
Yeah,
we just came
from Vegas.
You just came from Vegas last night?
We literally came this morning.
Like
6 a.m. lobby call. We got on a jet, came here, had like an hour to get ready and eat. And then you just went on. Came right to the festival.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And then we play an after party tonight, and then we're off to Toronto tomorrow to play another festival.
Oh, yeah, you play an after show tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sick. Damn, you guys are just going. Like, we want to.
Yeah, come out.
Are we invited?
Yeah, you guys are invited.
Hell yeah, let's go. All right, well, shit. I'm like all out of focus now. Thinking about partying later. We've had like such a weird festival experience.
Why?
Like, we haven't gone to any of the after parties because we've been so lame for some reason.
I don't know if I can accept that.
I don't understand it because we're fun and 23 and like
fun. You're in bed by like 10 p.m.? Like, what's the deal?
Actually, like, we last night left the festival at 6:45. We just go, I can't be around the youths. I have to go to bed.
So 23. Damn.
It's
I guess
tough.
The Blink-182 song was right.
Nobody likes you when you're 23. It's true. Okay, so we love your music. Obviously,
thank you.
I mean, we sing body. We'll look at each other across the room, completely silent, and just go, babe. And that's our thing.
I love that.
So the podcast, everybody knows that we're like, we love you
guys.
That's
amazing because our sensor, we do tour recaps, and if there's ever swearing, it gets bleeped out by babe.
Like, that's why we were in Bahamas.
And we literally got like, we couldn't get out of the DJ booth because it was like a mob. And I remember
wild.
I was like, I don't know what the babe is going on.
Yeah. That is so funny. So what song that you guys have done? I mean, I love your new song. I'm Not All Right.
Thank you.
And that just came out, right?
Yeah, it just came out.
Okay. So if you haven't listened to that, you should be listening to that. But what song would you say captures your essence as artists the best? What are you the most proud of when you listen to your music?
I would say Body because it took so damn long to make. Like, we literally sat on it for probably a year, and we were making it. Like, we were literally finishing it right up until they were like, okay, like, it got signed. Like, it's due by this date. It literally felt like a shitty essay that I had to, like, I was, like, stressing to cram to, like, get done and, like... But it all worked out, so it's good.
Oh, yeah. It did work out.
Yeah, I'd say Body as well, just because, you know, the theme of it is just kind of about going on an adventure, you know? And I feel like that's always what we wanted our music to represent, you know, is just having a really good time.
Totally.
And I think that does it best.
Definitely. It's a great time. We love it. Every time it comes on anywhere, it's like the best time of our lives.
you can remember.
Okay, so are you guys in relationships?
No.
No?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Trying to like recalibrate the questions in my head.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of girls write in and they ask about long distance relationships and keeping magic live in long relationships. How long have you guys been dating?
Since college, basically.
And
yeah.
How old are you? Sorry.
I'm 23.
Oh, okay.
That's 25. Whoa. It's because you said 23
wow,
earlier.
Why are you always lying?
No, it's because someone said 23 and that instantly just started.
Yeah.
That's what they all say.
No, I'm 25 and pretty proud of it.
In denial, apparently.
I just turned 30 today.
Really?
Yeah.
You do not look 30. Well, happy birthday. Is it your birthday? Yeah.
My birthday.
Oh, should we sing happy birthday?
You don't have to.
I shouldn't.
Yeah, we just played Long Loser, so that was a hell of a
birthday
party
present. We had to miss out on the end of the show.
To do like a big birthday shout out.
No way,
so that was
we
nice.
Missed
it was awesome.
That. Oh,
yeah,
damn,
it was fun.
That sucks. So when you're in a long relationship like you've been in, how do you keep the magic alive? Or theoretically, how would you?
I was in a long distance relationship. It didn't really work out. You know what? I was like, it's fine. I'm gonna work on me. I'm gonna do myself. So that's been good so far, I think.
Working on yourself?
Yes. But long distance relationship, you know, there are things that you have to like balance, like you know, you got to make sure everybody's like in check. In the sense that it's like,
I don't know what that meant.
Like your feelings, like your emotions, like you got to make sure the other person's
right,
like
feeling yeah, and it's hard like, when you're not seeing them face to face.
It's like
sorry,
very difficult.
Like, I don't
you gotta
know
make
why.
Sure each person's in check. Like you got to make sure yourself. It's like, how do I feel? Not like the way you're thinking. Your mind went to a completely different place.
Sorry, I was like, what are you saying to me
you're
right now?
Full love.
Maybe a
dark.
Little bit.
That was dark.
Sorry. Yeah. I got distracted. But
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, so, for me, I found the main way to kind of cope with that is it's just so easy to go into autopilot when you're talking. Like, oh, how's the show? Good. You know, what was this? It was nice. You know, for me, it's like I just think about, like, okay, what made today different? Like, for example, today I had to pee really badly when I was playing. So, like, how's the show? Man, I had to pee so badly. Like,
right.
I just smashed, like, 3 vodka sodas. Like, it's just about giving details that make you feel connected, you know? So I think that really
That's
helps.
Really great advice. Definitely great advice. So we like to feel like we really know you guys when we do this show. We want our listeners to feel like they really know you. So I'm going to ask, how did you guys lose your virginities?
Wow. Okay.
I don't want details. Like, I don't want your, like, stroke game. Like, I just want to
say
know.
Is
like,
blink and you would have missed it.
I think that's pretty common. How old were you?
I was 16
Yeah,
at
I think
the time.
I was like 14, 15. I don't know.
That's young.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely...
Where were you?
Where was I?
Yeah.
At my girlfriend at the time's parents' house.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
They would not have approved.
It's always the childhood bedroom. Anyone who actually loses their virginity somewhere edgy is like pretty psycho. That's like
you lost your virginity
a crazy
in your childhood
start.
Bedroom. I just think that's so odd. I don't want to defile my childhood bedroom. It's pink. You
I,
know,
I was
it's
16
got
at the time.
Animals.
I'm not saying I go to my childhood bedroom and do that now. I'm saying this is when I was like 16. But yeah, it was quick. It was lame, and I wish I got it over with sooner.
It didn't
you know?
Last very long.
Were you in love?
No, you can't. Like, you can't really say that at
when
the
you're
time.
16.
Like,
at the time, I probably 14. Thought I was. But
child.
Who the hell knows?
I don't know. Yeah. I could be off here. Who knows?
Yeah.
14.
It's a long time ago. I'm 30. Like,
yeah.
You probably don't even remember.
No, I remember.
Yeah. You can't.
I can't even decide what
forget.
To eat for lunch. So for me,
I'm with
trying
that.
To figure out if I was in love. Who knows? I was just winging
Have
it.
You ever been in love? Or you in love?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're in love now. Yeah, I would hope.
I'm in love with myself.
Good,
now.
You should be.
Oh.
I believe in that.
You have to love yourself. You have to love yourself.
You have to be your own favorite person.
It's always
person,
a positive message.
Right?
Have you ever been in love?
Stop taking things so literally.
Sorry.
Have you ever been in love?
No, I've never been in love. I think I thought I was
love
in love.
That.
Are you in a relationship?
Cold
no.
Oh, okay.
Cold?
Okay.
I'm not cold.
High five to loving
cold.
Yourself.
Very into loving myself. Yeah, sorry. Okay, I'm going to shift gears a little bit here. I'm having a really hard time with this interview for some reason.
Got to keep you on your toes, you know?
Jesus. Okay. So, would you rather have to say exactly what's on your mind, no filter at all times, or you can read people's minds, but only the negative things they think about you?
Oh.
I mean, I kind of already accidentally do the first one a lot, so I'll just stick
with
that.
I mean, like, this interview is, like, case in point, you
That's
know?
True.
You know?
You're just saying everything.
No, but I think the second one, because then I would know, like, who's shady and who's not shady.
Yeah, but, like, sometimes I think negative things about people that I really like, and I don't mean to be negative.
Yeah, you're just, like, thinking it at the time?
Just, like, ooh, it's not the best look on that person,
you
know?
Right. I'm way too sensitive. Like, you know, if I was telling you the story about
question.
Losing
like
my virginity and was hearing what you were thinking, I'd probably feel
all
shady right now. Exactly. So I'm going to go with option one.
good call. I don't know what I would do. Probably neither. I know that's not an option, but that's my
you
answer.
You have to choose now.
Yeah, that's bullshit. You have to pick one. You can't just give us that and then opt out.
Okay, so like, I really like to hold grudges, so I feel like I would want to do the second one.
Nice,
so I could have something to like hold against somebody. Like, you don't know that I know, but
that
I know.
That sounds very healthy.
Yeah, it is healthy. I do a lot of things out of spite, so I think I'd be very motivated.
Is Mean Girls your favorite movie by chance?
Well, you know, my high school is what Mean Girls was based off of, dead serious.
Actually?
North Shore High School is like right up here.
No way.
Did you even have like a little Christmas
Evanston
pageant?
And, no, so we did not do that.
My cousin is the guy that gets hit with the tape recorder.
No way.
When they do
name?
Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, or,
no
he's next to him. because it was filmed in Canada, and so a bunch of people in my area were used as extras.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that movie. That's a great
imagine
movie.
Imagine your claim to fame being the guy that got hit in the face with a tape recorder.
That would be so cool. That's like a good claim to fame, because you're not like famous, but you're like, yeah, everybody knows exactly who that is.
That was me.
Everyone knows that scene.
That was fucking me. I feel like Mean Girls is such an iconic movie.
It's a great movie. I'd rewatch it.
Yeah, what is like the most iconic movie in your minds? What's your favorite?
Like I can just watch over and over again and it never get
Super
old.
Superbad.
100%. I don't know that I've ever seen Superbad.
Are you serious? It's so good.
I know. I've never seen it.
I need to tell your employer.
Okay. And they will probably sit down and make me watch. Well, I've never seen Home Alone and everyone got really mad at me for not seeing that.
Yeah. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
like a Christmas tradition.
Movie. I'm Jewish. When would I have ever seen that?
For me, it was like a Christmas tradition. Like, most people would be watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I'd watch Home Alone and Die Hard. And those were my Christmas movies.
Oh, yes, Die Hard.
It is a Christmas movie.
It's always a Christmas movie. They always had the
during
marathons.
Christmas?
Yeah, they always have, like, this, like, literally from start to finish of Star Wars marathons. And I'd just, like, sit there and, like, drink wine and talk to my family.
Big Star Wars guy?
Yeah, I like it.
Who doesn't like Star Wars? You can tell me you don't like Star Wars
now? I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay. Don't scare me.
Big brothers, do you guys have siblings?
I have two sisters.
Two sisters.
Yeah, I got a little sister.
Oh, only sisters, no brothers. I always feel like if I had a sister, I'd be really jealous. Do you think if you had brothers, you would, like, fight them? Are you guys fight guys? Do you get in fights when you're drunk?
No. I don't like fighting. I don't believe in it.
No, honestly,
unless it's like one of those situations where you like have to step in for something, you know, it's like really like egregious, and you're like, all right, that's not okay. Like,
egregious is the word of the week.
My drunk personality is more so just like doing really dumb things to inanimate objects. Like, we were in Sweden
a couple weeks ago.
I'll tell you. We were in Sweden a couple weeks ago, and I was, like, really drunk, and I just totally, like, tried to, like, do the Matrix on a car. Like, just ran and jumped on top of a random parked car.
How did that go?
Not well. He was like, what are you doing?
It was me yelling at him at 6 in the morning, saying, we came to get McDonald's.
So you're an idiot when you're drunk? Is that your drunk persona?
Is that the word for it? No, that's definitely my bad habit. But honestly, I don't think I've ever gotten in a fight when I was drunk.
No, I don't like fighting. Yeah. It's not for me.
I've always wanted to punch someone in the face.
Have a good time, right? So people that like start shit.
Have you ever?
It's dumb.
Have I ever punched someone in the face? One time, yes.
Really?
Because this guy wouldn't leave me alone at a bar when I was in college, and I didn't know what. He like wasn't listening, and I was like, "Can you leave me alone?" And I was like turning around. He just was like following me, like wouldn't leave me alone, and I just turned around and punched him in the face, and I like broke my like the knuckle on my thumb.
Good.
Because I don't know how to do things, but.
Well, did you punch with your thumb like in your hand?
No, I did
like,
the right thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
I'm just weak.
Honestly, all that matters is that you went for it, because as a male, I think guys at the bar are like the worst kind of breed.
Yeah.
Like, they just say the dumbest shit.
So if you were to walk up, if you were single and you are single, if you were to walk up to a girl at a bar, what would be your go-to pickup line? Like, what do you say? We need, the boys need advice too on what to say to girls.
What's up? I made body.
Okay, no, I think the interview's over.
No, I'm totally kidding.
I don't know. Make some shit up. I don't know. If you like somebody and you think they're really cute, just like talk about the wall. I don't fucking know. Like,
if you walked up to me and talked about the wall, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, pickup lines don't work.
They don't work.
That's true.
They don't work.
So all that you really just do is like be
How's it going?
Yeah,
you be your dumb self.
You be your dumb self and hope someone else is dumb enough to vibe with it. That's
good advice.
You know?
Yeah. Be your dumb self and hope somebody vibes with it.
Hope someone else is dumb enough to vibe with it.
Yeah, seriously.
Gotta trick them.
I hope you like talking about walls.
We got a wall guy right here.
Huge wall guys here. Loud Luxury, you heard it here first. All right, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but thank you so much for coming. You got a
thank
tour
you
coming
for
up,
us,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going on this crazy bus tour. It's definitely the most nutty tour we've done yet. It's all across Canada and all across the U.S.
60 days in 3 months.
Yeah.
On a bus.
Just in a bus. So it's going to get real weird. We're bringing a couple of our really good friends on the road, and we're just honestly so excited to like party with everyone, meet everyone. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Bye. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this week's snack. Oh my God. Thanks for listening to this week's snack. I'm so manic right now. I don't know what is happening to me. It's only noon. We have to be here for so much longer. Okay. But before we go, got a word from a sponsor. The Barstool Sports... The Barstool Store has released their summer merch collection, and there's a ton of new stuff in the store. Get drinking with all new Barstool drinkware and limited edition Viva La Stool Orca coolers. There's Jeep accessories, new bathing suits, towels, and pool floats, and a huge collection of limited edition Barstool USA tees. Go to store.barstoolsports.com to shop now. That is store.barstoolsports.com. And, you know, if you want to, you can also go to store.barstoolsports.com/collection/net-talk.
Just a thought
if you wanted to. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. Love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. And as always, you know, have a good day, have a good night, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a good one. Oh my God, we were talking at Lala about how fucking, I don't know if we were just sleep deprived or what it was. We thought this was so funny. Like, can you imagine, like, saying goodbye to somebody in person like that? Just being like, have a good day, have a good night,
wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a good one, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Like, can you imagine saying that to somebody's like face? It was very funny to us. It still is, clearly. Okay. Well, anyways, have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I really hope it's a good one, and I'll catch you on Tuesday.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee. Burning through the hours talking. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. From the first time, I stay for a long time, 'cause I like me better when, I like me better when.